Welcome back, one and all, to another action-packed episode of the Beyond Canal Park podcast spin-off, Beyond Hampden Park. Here with me, as always, tonight, are John McClay. How are we doing, John?
Good day.
And Colin Brooke. Colin, how are you?
Brilliant, aye.
Everybody recovered, voices back from a great few days following Scotland.
Just a bit.
Well, here we go. We're here to talk about great wins over in Norway and at home to Georgia in the sodden pitch of Hampden. Here we go. Well, folks, welcome along. Now, we just say we've given John another chance to do the swear warning tonight, so I just thought I'd warn you before the warning. Here comes John's swear warning.
Okay, we're ready. There may be some foul language or sexual themes.
Scrap it. Swear warning.
Turn off if you don't like it.
Oh, shit, Brookie. If it were get a day with him.
Well, I think he's on swear warnings permanent now.
Until he learns his lesson.
We could maybe get guest swear warnings.
Yeah. If I was get a day, like...
John McGinn.
Okay. Somebody write them. Well, boys, obviously, great time to be following Scotland, and let's just catch up on what happened over the last few days.
McGinn might do now. It's just behind. McLean. Dykes is there.
Yeah!
Crucial goal for Scotland. That is massive. Do Scotland have something else up their sleeve here?
Against
McTominay. If Dykes can get the flick on here, it's John McGinn. It's Dykes. It's McLean.
A bit physical side, the Georgians, but McGinn sends it in near post. It comes to Callum McGregor. Yeah. Opening goal for Scotland. Callum McGregor inside 6 minutes. And the wave of Scottish euphoria gets bigger and bigger. Robertson. McTominay coming forward. Scott McTominay. What a start to the second half. That is perfect from Scotland.
Well, boys, what a few days, first of all. I mean, that when that winning goal went in against Norway, it was fucking mental. What a feeling, eh? Nothing better in football, really, is there, than our last minute winner when you've been doing 1-0. Somebody just speak.
I'm obviously Nate in the room, so sorry about the delay. But it's just unbelievable. We've been doing this for 20 odd years following Scotland, and that's... I was trying to articulate my thoughts and what to compare it to, but it's. I mean, instantly into the top three. But is it just for sheer joy and unbelievableness and just what it means in the bigger context, it's right up here. It might be up at the top. It was just a mental 3 or 4 minutes, and
crazy.
I'm still buzzing
in the Ullevål. Fucking hell, the free water was flying away.
Well, I was in the air, and up until about 80 minutes I was quite thinking I'd made a good decision.
I was considering going to the toilet on 85. God, I never.
But, well, I met boys that left just after half time because the boys there were his dad and his dad's bit Allah, and they couldn't handle the sun anymore, and they were like, we have to get out of this. And they went Allah.
It did look like it was baking the sun just doing the Scotland fans. Like,
it was the hail game just flipping roasting. Like, you imagine Harms Heed was like flipping Peter Heed.
But a second goal, what a goal.
Like, what a great goal, aye.
Like, on the TV, beautiful. Like, Ewan's were quite a bit of waffy, probably. But
we were at the other end, but you could see
It was
great finish,
but even a build up to it was near very Scotland esque. Like
when we scored, no. I think it was Gilmore picked up a bar in about the middle of the pitch. Was it turned and I turned and said to Dad, I says, "We're going to win us." Sure enough, and boom, 5 seconds later, the bar was in the back of the net.
I was still celebrating the first goal.
I seen a video the day actually, or like a fan had like started videoing the end of the celebrations to the first goal, and then it got just kept rolling and got a second in and out.
Quality. I mean, boys, I think I read somewhere, I'm not sure if it's right or not, but best start ever to a campaign, ever. They've never won the first four games of a qualifying campaign before.
Certainly, and in my time.
No, I think ever, though, even just in your lifetime. I don't think it's ever happened, even with the days of Dalglish, whatever else. Mm-hmm. I think, Brookie, you're a stat man. Is that a correct spy?
I've read the same stat, yeah.
I mean, really, the only thing that's, you know, on my mind is Scotland are the only team in the world that could still fuck it up for this position.
Absolutely. And you almost instantly go into pessimistic. You hear the celebration, then you think negatively. I was like, a lot of away games, and Norway at home will be a tough game.
Three out of the four are away. No guaranteed.
Nah.
But hey, I think have we still got him? Just Norway.
Norway in the last game at home.
But if we can beat Cyprus or Georgia, we're basically there.
Got to beat Cyprus away.
Yeah. No, I think they've lost three.
And it's
one over there fairly recently. Georgia went there and won, and to be honest, I wasn't impressed with them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Everything seems stacked in our favour here. What could possibly go wrong?
Scotland. I'm biding my time with that, Ian, because we've seen some horror shows before. Like,
I think Cyprus is the next game. You beat Cyprus, and it's all but done.
Aye.
But if you go and lose to Cyprus, it's almost instant twitchy bomb.
Aye. Georgia, I've got 5 games left to play, but that includes Spain twice and a trip to Norway, so they've got no fucking chance, based on what I saw. So that leaves us having to mess up an 8-point lead over Norway with only 12 points to play for. I mean, and they've still to play Spain at home and come to us.
Hey, Norway were gosh. I thought they were
there. If we're looking at that game first, I mean, they weren't any better than us. No. The penalty for me looked soft. I hadn't actually seen it on the telly.
I think what had happened was the VAR just before it.
For the pool, that should have been a penalty.
But I think both penalties, if they'd been given, VAR wouldn't have overturned it. And if they hadn't been given, VAR wouldn't have overturned it. So was it just, you know, them? It was soft.
I could kind of, looking at Portis's reaction, I thought, oh, he's done something here, like, but...
It's naive.
I thought it was soft, like, when you see it.
He's got caught up in the battle with Haaland, and he's not really watching the bar. If he's looking at the bar, he sees the cross is miles over hit, so he probably doesn't need to get involved. But then he just... It's almost like a automatic reaction, as Haaland just gets that yard on him, his arms round him, and he can't help himself. And there's no much in it. Haaland makes a mess of it, but I mean, if you're in that position,
he's won it.
Yeah, there's no option but to give a penalty.
The ref certainly wasn't a Scotland fan. Let's be clear on that. He was honking.
Oh my god,
it was honking.
Because somebody said, was it Daz said Bobby Madden was sitting behind, and he said that
I know,
the ref just
me and Daz met him walking out.
The ref just wanted Haaland's shirt. Like,
the ref was not entertaining any of him for us. Bobby Madden was not impressed.
Touching on Haaland, he didn't really D enough a lot, but he looked like an absolute beast.
Like, see, when he was running, like, we were pretty close to the stand, weren't we? We were quite far forward, and he is a fucking monster, and he hunted Hickey Dune in the corner one time. Hickey shit himself.
Booty.
What a speed he was going at, like, oh my head. Hickey just hesitated for a second, and Haaland just went for it. Oh my eye, when he got going. And he went up for a header. It was a defensive clearance, but his feet was about flipping Robertson's shooters, like some boy, like. But
when are we playing at Euros, so?
Well, yeah, that was my thing. That's what I'm wondering about, the ref being so shite. Yeah, I bet you UEFA will want Haaland at a tournament. He's going to, with Messi and Ronaldo sort of fading away, he's going to be the next him in the
Bappe. He's plenty of time.
I read Norway and I qualified for a tournament since 2000. The 2000 Euros was our last tournament.
Really?
But when you look at, I mean, Odegaard and Haaland they didn't really stand out, but they're standout players.
Odegaard controlled the game a wee bit in the middle. Spells.
The boy,
they gave him a lot of time, I thought.
But when you looked at the rest of the team, I didn't think there was a player in the rest of them, to be honest. Nae any better than if we were. Yeah. If one thing, we were a more solid outfit.
Aye.
If we had a Odegaard and Haaland in the current Scotland team, would be like challenging.
I recognised their manager. It was a boy, Staly Solbakken, and how did he play? He played in England some way. Maybe just kind of a champ, but what a fucking blunder taking Haaland off. Like, that's a stink.
They thought it was done, eh?
Aye, they did.
The boy on the TV, it was the boy Fjordov.
Oh, Jan Aga.
He was like the Norway dude on
Somebody
fire.
Somebody said he was quite good.
He was quite good, aye. He was very complimentary to Scotland, like he was almost kissing ass a wee bit too much. But he was, straight after the game, he was like, the manager's got to...
Got to go.
Well, not got to go, but just he's got questions to answer. Like,
he took off their hill front three.
It was...
Like I say, the boy sorted. I thought he was quite effective, that boy. And he took off their heel front three, and then Scotland get a goal and then another goal.
Thing
and
they've is, got fast to say, we didn't score the goals anyway, regardless. And then he's pelters for nae, shoring it up for the last 10.
Yeah.
Because they were in a position for, they hit to win.
Clark said something like that after the game, when he got questioned about whether Norway made the wrong decision taking him off. He says, well, maybe, but I would have got slaughtered if we hadn't won by taking on McLean. And
there was a lot of shouts for him. I said, Brookie, oh, what the fuck's Kenny McLean gonna do? There's a few boys like Humble Pie, just similar to if it we do in mess pods. After we've slagged off Porteous or something,
it almost seemed like a defensive sub taking off Christie and putting on McLean. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't shouting, oh, what are you bringing them on for?
Because
you've got to trust in Clark. But what I was shouting for was, I thought, Lewis Ferguson's got to come on here. Get him looking for a goal. But we'll take it. Kenny McLean.
Pretty much spot on with the 11 for that game, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I think Hickey struggled across both games for me. Like, I don't think he was really at it, but we didn't have any other option in the end.
I think he did anything really wrong. Just
I think his touch was a bit off in Norway, and he just seemed a bit fear.
Well, you know, had Haaland running after you.
Well, exactly. I don't care. Him and nothing stuck for Christie either.
No.
Didn't do much. Without doing nae much wrong either.
He is very hit or miss, but he was Gigi 100%.
Oh, aye.
And in an away game, he's probably quite good for doing the donkey work. But the only surprise, I wondered if Gilmore would have started the first game, but I thought he was class in the second game.
We'll come on to that game, but I was going to say that Gilmore was class, and I think McGregor was quite good in that role, just a bit forward, and obviously he got a goal, and that worked at Euros again, and didn't it?
McTominay further forwards, he's been...
he's class.
The
centre half experiment is surely
surely
no more.
He's our top goal scorer. Okay.
Second top in five goals.
Five.
Yeah. Nuts. I heard a few United fans were calling, why did we sign Veghorst? Just stuck McSauce up top.
Apparently they're about to sell him anyway. So. I think he's going to West Ham or something.
West Ham. I heard Newcastle.
As long as he plays.
I read today that Tierney is staying at Arsenal. We're going to start playing a back three mare next year.
Okay.
Good news for Scotland if he's going to play.
Well,
yeah, he needs to play.
I think Tierney was sold without really. Usually he's a standout. I think Andy Robertson was absolutely fantastic. Man of the match against Norway.
He was unbelievable.
Aye, man of the match against Norway. Tierney was good at home against Georgia. Him and Robbo were sort of interchanging all the time, and Tierney was good. But again, I said to Dave before the Georgia match, what minute do you think Tierney will have to go off injured? It's just
he went off injured against Norway, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he came back at least for Georgia. But I thought Robbo was going off before we scored.
Aye.
He was doing for a while.
Yeah. It looked like he was going to go off, but then...
He was magic in both games, but particularly out in Norway, quality. Captain's performances, yeah.
Possibly the best I've seen him in a Scotland strip, actually.
No.
Aye, he was that good in Norway, yep.
Quality.
Absolutely.
And as you say, that second goal was poetry in motion.
Can it's up there with some of the better goals that I've seen Scotland score. Yeah.
Can the most impressive thing about that goal for me is, I mean, everything about it's fantastic, but see when McGinn pings that into Dykes, he's just scored a minute before. How many strikers are just taking a swing? Like, they want the glory.
To me,
and,
I mean,
and he's got the composure just to stroke it into McLean's path. It's utterly brilliant.
To be fair, though, it totally opened up. I mean, if he hadn't passed to McLean, you'd have been shouting, "Fit the heck are you doing?" Like, because it was the most obvious layoff in the world. And but it was a great layoff, great finish.
Dykes did okay that game, I think. I think he's came in for a lot of criticism, and there was no other options really but him. It's easy to say, oh, he ran about. Yeah, you can say that about any lone striker that ran about, tough shift. But Finn, it mattered. He did what he needed. He did really well for his goal. Pounced, got a goal. Great layoff for a second, and I did.
Who the fuck was the defender?
The Norwegian defender.
He had a stinker. He had a stinker.
But I think, like, defensively, they're worse than us.
But he Dykes did well, as well as the layoff. He did well to pin the defender for the first bar.
Yeah.
He got to McGinn.
Fjordov in the TV was kind of saying that there's so many other players nae playing FITBA. Like 5-6 of their team didn't actually play for their clubs, and it just sounded like Fit Scotland was like maybe 5-10 years ago.
Dykes is due, and it mattered. He pulled off what he needed to, and I saw that he has got joint top assists for the Euros or something, so they're qualifying so far.
Robbo
have both got three, I think.
We get someone for Dykes almost every time he plays, eh?
And the thing is, he can be just as effective coming on later in a game, and a good option A, even if he's not a starter. I think we probably did miss Adams a bit in the
first half. We need Adams here to be running the channels and sort of we're playing the balls in the area and like try and keep it up the park. But if we had Adams, you know, it wouldn't have turned out that way. So that turned out really good for us.
Massive result, and I think we did touch on about one of the best results we've seen. I mean, we beat France home and away. We've gone and beat Spain in this tournament. Back then, we didn't go and beat the Georgias and that. This time we've gone and we've beaten Norway away and we've beaten Georgia and put ourselves in a fantastic position.
To beat Norway away kind of feels like there's a definite like turning point,
for sure.
Yeah.
And then can they hit the bucket up with the Georgia at home? They've done a job, Ken.
Out for the Jamaica, Oslo, Brookie, great city, yeah, but fuck me, tenner a pint's a bit. It's a bit.
I love the place. It's the third game I've been out to see us there, and it's just a great place to go and visit. And like you say, if it wasn't so expensive, you'd probably somewhere you would take a missus or that for a wee holiday. It was a wee bit crazy. It was 32, 33 base days. It was ridiculously
heat. I mean, the good thing was they're not used to, like Abdi we spoke to was like, this is not normal here either. So it wasn't like we were going to struggle in the heat, and they were used to it.
It was bloody like heat here as well.
It was
not much better here.
The TED gig was in the only air conditioned place in the hill at Oslo, I think. It was magic.
All right. Well, that's enough Michael Fish stuff, anyway.
I was sure they come to the other kind of weather stuff.
We won with another. I guess Tuesday night, Hampden was something different, anyway. Great little moment for the DJ. I got a chuckle.
I had went for a piss, and when I came out of the toilet, it just started. I was like, class.
Boy,
the DJ had a couple of moments, like when the Georgia team
when they finally came out. Let's get it started.
What a bunch of fannies, man. Wait all that time, and then they're like, we're not coming out of the changing room. That annoyed me.
The refs are a beast. They've obviously decided it's starting at 9:15. Then 9:15 comes and did a commute. So he's got a decent amount of booted, but he came out and did another pitch inspection.
McGinn was funny. Did you see his interview now about it? He kind of gave him a little wind up.
I think the game could have been played a little bit earlier, but Georgia were up to it, they were at it, they were wanting the game stopped, which we would probably do in the same situation. So it was difficult, probably difficult for the referee, but I think common sense prevailed in the end, and we got the game played.
It was tough.
I think to give the ref, like, the match probably never should have started in the first place, but if it happened, it was a freak storm. I think it said 6 days worth of rain fell in half an hour. But if it happened, it did rain a bit in the warm-up. If they went in, it was absolutely bucketing for that whole 10 minutes through the anthems and his wheel. And then, obviously, the game started. It was a farce. Like, I mean, God's got an assist for McGregor's goal for sure.
Do you think that he would have cancelled it if it's going to be 0-0?
Definitely.
I think he would have called it
100%.
Off.
It wouldn't have gone to half nine or 10-10 if it was anyway. Not a chance.
I'm not sure. I think this will be folks, referees, players' last game. They'll be thinking, we've all days.
There would have been a lot of flights booked on all days.
Get this game fucking played.
Robbo was in his ear a lot. Like, he definitely had the flight booked.
But what's going on with
He was playing golf at Glen Eagles yesterday.
They sent out 5 boys with mops for a start for about the first 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden about 40 appear.
They've quite rightly been getting some plaudits, but they were doing fuck all. They were at our side.
It was fancy. It was like rollers.
It was like squeegees, big squeegees or something.
They were rollers, though.
But there was no difference to fit they were doing for the first
the
hour to the second. I think just the natural drainage must have kicked in over the hour and a half.
But I kept saying, surely, only time Finau played at Canalers, if there was a problem with water, you got a fork out, you made a big fuck-off hole so the water would drain away.
Sandy Goldmouse.
They never got a fucking fork suit until half nine.
Fuck yeah. And just one.
Okay.
Then the ball boys came on with actual brooms.
I had nipped your ass down, got him out.
That was a farce, like that. And then they were pushing, they were doing the same bit. They were pushing it from the middle to the side. By the time they got to the side, they were hardly pushing anything off the pitch.
And that's a bit of
fans
tested.
Were getting them a cheer every time they're like,
Oh, it was fucking grindy, you know. Like,
it was a long. How long was it? About 90 minutes in the end.
Well, I think it kicked off just as we should have been leaving to go home. Nuts, like.
It made it a late kind of night.
I wonder if certainly it would have been an easier decision if it was at 0-0.
I think enough if it was like in March or something, or just the end of season, they wanted it.
Just before the corner led to the goal, both managers were shouting. Stop it, stop it. They were both got together. I was at side. Then if it was off, Hutton must have been on the via play because he was right in front of where I was sitting. Hutton and the other boy, I couldn't have marked out where it was. And the wifey kept running in the tunnel and Hutton was shacking his head. I thought, this is going to get called. Like, I think it would have went any later than that. Fun it did. 10 o'clock would have been cut off. Like,
surely.
It was getting to the point, it was getting ridiculous. And you're hearing you boys and Dave and everybody else weren't up the road until like 4 in the morning.
I think I got into my bed about 4:15. Like,
I crawled into my bed at 4. Like, it was
that's insane.
But job done, eh? Case of 2-0 against Georgia at home, take that any day.
Scored goals at really good times as well. The second goal just came. Another great goal for McTominay.
McTominay's on fire.
Yeah. Screamer.
He just looks dangerous going forward. Eh? He's a bit gangly and awkward, but he can.
But seeing that, he's quite composed on the bar. He was nae fear. Him and Gilmore are the two, and McGregor to an extent. You're nae fear from they've got bar. They're nae fear to tack a touch and hey, a look decent rather than just flip and turn and boot it.
We've got more and more players like that that are comfy. Ken Robbo's comfy. Tierney's comfy.
Henry's comfy.
Jack Henry.
Gun's distribution, nae bad, I thought. He's comfortable to receive it.
I think his kick is maybe slightly ropey.
It was tough on Tuesday.
It can't be any worse than Craig Gordon, so that's all right.
He's nae fear to take it anyway. I think he's been pretty steady, actually. One penalty against, is it? That's it.
He almost got to the pen.
Testament to maybe how we're playing that I can't think what a big save he's really made either. Maybe a heater against Spain.
Maybe a couple at Spain, but cruising. I tell you, I'm telling you, boys, we're going through this group unbeaten.
Like, oh no, you've jinxed it.
Called it after a Spain game. Like,
we're negative getting an hard point now.
Losing X four and somehow fuck it up.
Mate, hope we've still got a chance at playoffs, have we?
We've still got Nations League playoff to fall back on.
Aye, it's more fun anyway.
Hey, Spain won, aren't you?
Aye, again.
So does that kind of mean that we're like the true Nations
unofficial,
League
champions? Unofficial yeah. World champions, eh?
Pretty much.
I think so. just to one change going into Georgia and probably the right team. Get Gilmore involved, as I think I said earlier. I think McGregor in a slightly wider, further forward role, it worked quite well.
Yeah, no brainer bringing Gilmore in for that game. Definitely, if you want to dominate possession and there's somebody sort of getting it passed forward, he's the man. So I thought that was a no brainer. And that's the kind of game where Christie is maybe more effective coming off a bench anyway.
He ticks a bar just only Y Gilmore, eh? Out of defence, he'll turn it, look forward. The way he passes it by, you can just tell he's a player.
Aye, for sure.
You just hope next season he kicks on with Brighton or wherever he ends up.
Was you a wee bit, because, I mean, it turned out in the end that Georgia weren't really up to much. I wasn't overly impressed, but my concern when I saw the team was, must have been a fair amount of energy used away to Norway in that heat, and we were sort of almost the same starting team.
They were away in Cyprus. They must have had the same levels of tiredness, and they had a longer flight.
Yeah, and maybe just being overcautious. Where normally in June we fold like a deck chair.
I think that they probably had more of the bar than I thought they might hate Hampden like.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of negative kind of possession.
I think we'll let them play a wee bit. We were comfortable in the lead. Their Kvamara Donna Sheila boy was in a.
I was not
great, was he? Fucking shite.
You could tell he had
moody and petulant, wasn't he? He was a bit.
He didn't have fancy it. Somebody pushed him through the puddle at the side in the first couple of minutes, and that was him. He was one of the biggest calls for a game to get cancelled. Him and their goalie. He was not happy either.
There was a Modric lookalike in the middle of the park, and he was all right, but I didn't think much. But you can in Georgia, it's going to be a different type of game. Can
we'll take a 1-0 and run out of there, will we?
Aye. Even a draw.
The thing is, as long as we win either in Georgia or Cyprus, as long as we didn't lose to any of that two, we're pretty much there, eh?
I
mean, a win in Cyprus doesn't officially secure it, but it pretty much does.
4 points, probably.
Aye, 16 points will definitely see us through.
Aye.
But we've got that unofficial chance to qualify that we're speaking about today. So, if we win away to Cyprus in September, which is possible, and in the same night, Spain beat Georgia, which is likely.
Probable.
Then the next game in September, we're obviously just playing a friendly against England, but Norway and Georgia are playing that night. And we could, if they draw, we could then celebrate qualifying by beating England. That would be pretty awesome.
Fun to Spain mark up their games because they've only played two.
Well, we're playing a friendly against France.
We've got two friendlies. They'll play both at night.
Aye, and they'll play when we play England.
Aye.
You could see Spain going and winning like the rest of their games.
Definitely.
Probably would maybe want them all.
I'm pretty glad that we've won that first four games because I think it's probably going to be my last game of the campaign. Way to get double hip surgery. I'll be off my feet. Yep. I think it's happening in September, so that'll be me out till Christmas. So
you'll need to pay for a Viaplay. We'll maybe chip together.
I'll deal with a little present, a get well soon present. It's like you watch your games.
I paid £15 to watch bloody the Norway game, and after 80 minutes, I was thinking,
cancel the subscription.
I need to get you a set of wheels, James.
Yeah, and I'll need wheels like a boy in Norway. I'm not going to be as rapey as him, though. No. Oh, dear. Come a long way since last June, haven't we? Believe it's only last June we were getting humped by Ireland.
I can't even mind it.
Really, just a blip. Well, it was the day I cursed his wedding, so we couldn't go.
That's right. I got humped.
But again, a lot of folk were, you were saying, calling for Clark's head, this, that, but really it's just been a blip. And then, like, you've seen at stats, Clark said at the time of the Euros, it's our first tournament, we're going to learn and grow for this, and the stats back him up. It's unbelievable, really.
Absolutely. There were folk calling for his head after that. In the pubs and after the game in Dublin, was folk really upset and angry. He's an absolute useless fucker. Get rid of that Clark. And I mean, I was upset at the game and how it panned out, but at no point did I think we needed to get rid of him. I mean,
hey, there's a certain element of our support that I've never liked him and never will. And it's the same with every manager.
I know. I've seen loads of posts for like 2020 and 2021 of folks saying Clark's an international like standard, and I'm sure that boys are eating humble pie.
I think he's almost maybe suited perfectly to internationals, actually.
Absolutely. A wee bit like Gareth Southgate.
But
and we're a happy day in it.
We're a good team. We're heading up the rankings. We're unbeaten in our qualifying group. We've been to a major tournament. We're learned from it, as you say. We've got another one clearly on the way. We're looking likely to be second seeds at the Euros, but we've got a wee outside chance of top seeds. We're in the Nations League Group A. None of that actually sounds real.
Some of the stuff we've experienced in the last year, for sure.
The Nations League has helped us as a country.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
100%.
Meaningless friendlies are no more.
Some of them are dire.
But now we're picking up friendlies. Look at our friendlies that we've got to this year, England and France. People want to play us if we've got a bit of a test.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But just think where we've got to, boys, from some of the shite we were watching like 6 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. We're on a different planet here. And as he says, there's more to come for the group. And I believe him. I really do believe him.
Certainly, you can tell it's a group that want to get together and play together. Because June games away to Norway, there would 100% Tierney wouldn't have been there previously. There's a couple of otherings. Like, when you go back to them, your Matt Riches and your Morrisons and that, none of them would have been there.
Ryan Fraser.
Aye.
I was saying to, you know, the young lads that was doing it at the game, it was his first game, and he was... And the game got abandoned, he was like, oh, no, this is, like, terrible kind of thing. I was like, hey, I've been to loads of games. You've already seen a Scotland goal.
That's near a given.
I've been to loads of games that are a lot worse than this already.
It's a sign of how far we've come. I wasn't sure if I was going to get to the Georgia game, and then ended up, I gave my ticket away anyway. So then I decided, well, I'm gone. It was bloody hard to get a ticket for a Tuesday night game against Georgia at Hampden. That's how far we've come. And that away game in Norway, I've never seen it as bad with so many folk couldn't get tickets. Usually you can get in the home end at least. Nobody could get. And then again, if you want to tell the story, Brookie, but Brookie, Dave and Daz got into the stadium with no ticket.
No comment. There may or may not have been a Norwegian Santa Claus.
The SFR listing. Did not happen.
There was a nice guy on the turnstile that let in somebody with about five folk with one barcode, I would say.
Well, on the TV, it looked absolutely packed.
Oh, there was no aisles. There was no stairways. Abdi was standing on the stairways. There was no spare seat.
You wouldn't get away with that in Hampden, like.
Nah. No, not a chance.
You wouldn't get away with that mess places, like. Yeah. Very nice in Norway.
thanks to the Norwegian Santa Claus.
But it's just a testament to how far we've came that games are just, you can't get in.
Aye.
There's a one drawback, though, to us being pretty decent now. There's so much more fucking wankers on trips now. Like,
we may be just getting old, James. Like,
it's never been like that. There's some just flipping wallopers.
It's been coming absolute up for the last wee while, isn't it?
Indeed, Ken, one of the worst things was you'd expect it to be the young team, but
it was boys
that were like 60 plus. Fucking the pensioners were killing us.
It's
our boy.
It's
like James Milne.
James was looking after us.
There's an element of arsehole that's entered in. And as you say, it's easy to blame youngins, but it's nay. It's mostly been all boys.
Boys that should ken better. Just some absolute fucking dicks on a trip, and it's a shame because you want to just enjoy yourself and they hassle, but
does sometimes feel it's on the edge of like
there's imploding, gonna a, there's going to be a brawl be at some on, point like, between Scotland fans.
Aye.
A boy come out to us in the pub after John, and we had we're fucking starving, and we were like, well, the boy in the bar says you can get like a Deliveroo or whatever it is. So we got like, this fucking food delivered, and we're fucking starving, and starts eating up the pizzas and stuff like that, and this boy comes over. All right, boys. Now, he could have just went, that looks really good. I'm hungry. Can I get a wee bit of your pizza? He starts just ploughing in, starts like picking bits off, fingering all the different slices, and then Ham, your dad was like, do you want a bit? Give him a bit. The boy took a bit out and threw it back on the fucking box and went, I don't like it, and walked away.
Aye, but Ham went after him with a bit of pizza, threw it at him and said, you've been very disrespectful. Eat your fucking pizza.
That was just...
Threw it in his lap.
There was some bombs there, like, I have to say it. And that happens, the bigger the crowds that go, the more you get.
That's the thing, the more bombs there is, the more folk are going to get annoyed with the bombs. Aye, and it's
a recipe for disaster. We're going to end up like England.
Oh no, there's no chance of that, man.
It was a bit of a sad news. See, you sent me that picture that one of the Tartan Army boys had died when he got home. That's a shame. I see him at nearly
in Oslo.
I see him at nearly every game, every away game. That boy.
He was at a table next to us on Friday night at the Ted gig, eh?
Unbelievable. Rest in peace. I think he's, what did they call him?
Pasty or something.
I have to say, he was in Oslo for sure. I saw him there.
I've seen him in
taken
pictures.
Ill, unfortunate. Fit about... Obviously, I think we're pretty much a guaranteed in two back-to-back Euros. America World Cup would be fantastic. Is it? Teams getting extended for that and that? We've got a chance, surely.
You would think the current squad, there's not really Omdi that wouldn't be like...
Nobody retiring, wouldn't there?
No, so you would hope that you could get a good run at it, but if it's the total teams in it?
I think it's getting up.
It's only three more European teams, I think.
But it's gone from 32 to 48, I think.
But if we should be able to,
I think it should be a
pot, though, eh?
And it should be a similar idea of a qualification for our top two get through, no?
No,
no, still players.
No, it's
new. That's shite.
But however,
the better seeded we are, it certainly helps.
But also, Clark is obviously in a job till then. He's got a contract till then. We've been progressing. We're speaking about all these things that we've achieved, but maybe we haven't really achieved that much yet. I think he would maybe see it if he didn't get us to a World Cup is he's maybe
failed.
A bit of a failure.
I think
getting far we were.
I think getting us to major tournaments after 30 years, if ever it was, is massive.
Yeah. But from this point, if this squad doesn't make a World Cup, then what better chance have we got?
I want a statue built of Clark now. Thing is that we need this Germany Euros, a proper Euros and a proper European country, FIFA country, nay in a flipping COVID stadium in Hampden or London. We need a proper tournament abroad.
The pictures have just been resurfacing for 2 years ago, the Euros. And
no wonder it was a super spreader.
But in the stadiums it looks sparse.
It's horrible sitting apart.
It was near the same.
Proper Euros, World Cup back to back. That'll see Ham and James Milner away. It'll be their last campaign.
Could be the end of us then.
Retire.
Just thinking how I explain taking my wee boy out of school for 2 weeks before the end of term.
I think what beat Cyprus, we need to start looking at Germany and getting in before it's too dear.
Yeah.
Let's get some big tents.
Well, that's all been very positive for a change.
It wouldn't be a pod, Hampden pod, I think, mentioning my pal, big Stevie O'Donnell. Seen him outside Hampden, gave him a shout.
Him,
just walked past me.
Nah.
Prick.
Arrogant prick. Can't he?
That's because the other fucking shite.
He obviously listens.
He would have spoken to me. He would have stopped and spoke.
That's that Jonathan beyond Hampden Park. You speak to him. I see they're trialling a fan zone outside Hampden. Pat and Evan was DJing.
It looked quite a small fan zone, I think.
500 people.
Yeah. You get a beer at it, like.
I think so,
eh? Mm. I think they're planning to expand it if it was a success.
Jury's out, I think.
Couldn't idea about with a chip van, surely.
Pie to shed.
Oof. A honking call pie.
You cut a hole in the bottom and let it grease out.
That is a BSE pie, like mad cow disease. Well, is there any other crack, boys, as we're on our course? We just needed to mark that fantastic double header, I think, we a pod.
This is as positive as it's probably ever been.
Most positive pod
maybe
ever.
Maybe ever will be.
It's not very good for pods, actually, is it? If we're
castlet, maybe.
It's our doing healthy here. Well, if September, I'll hopefully still be able to pod. I might hate to do it horizontally, like after a hip surgery, but we'll check in September, will we?
After the Cyprus.
After we've qualified.
Actually, maybe before Cyprus, because I think we're away for a few days. So.
Oh, well. Right. We'll check in then. All the best then.
All right, boys.
Cheers.
Nice one. Moving everywhere, man. Weaving everywhere, man. See every foot and square, man. It's the Glasgow Fair, man. Weaving for Ryanair, man. Weaving everywhere. Weaving in Glasgow. Well, thank you all again for tuning in to the Beyond Hampden Park podcast, a spin-off from Beyond Canal Park. I'm hoping to get a new series of Beyond Canal Park going. I've been quite busy, I promised before, but I will get things started, and certainly if I'm going under the knife, I'll have a bit of time on my hands maybe to do some. So keep an eye on the Facebook and the Instagram, etc., for news on that and guests. If you've got any suggestions, etc., for me, don't hesitate to get in touch. We'll probably be back around September with a Scotland spin-off. Until then, it's bye for Brookie. Bye-bye.
And John.
Cheerio.
See you later.
Armstrong to Scotland. Have something else up their sleeve here.
Morganson.
McTominay. If Dykes can get the flick on here, it's John McGinn. It's Dykes. It's McGinn. Yeah!